Kevin, big game like this, a lot of hype leading up to this game. You guys come out flat and never really made a push. How do you explain this loss tonight?
We just flat, never really made a push. They beat us up tonight. They just came out and that was old-fashioned right there.
You hurt your thumb at one point in the game. How serious is that?
It was. I just remember what happened in Phoenix with Tyson Chandler, same sort of thing. I won't miss any time for it. Just it's a bad stinger. Taped it up, didn't like how the tape fell, but came back in the second quarter.
Roll right now with the team. I mean, it's been about a month where your numbers have been dwindling.
I really don't know how to answer that.
Have you lost confidence?
No.
Is it offensively a lack of chemistry, a lack of ball movement?
I don't know how to answer that. I'm not going to get into that.
Given a guy like J.R. Smith, he's been in some pressure-packed games and he's lost his cool a few times, and tonight he gets ejected. What kind of message can you send to him when they're reviewing that play right there?
He's a passionate player. He's not the only one, in this league or even on this team who isn't passionate. Sometimes your emotions get the best of you. We thought JR was playing pretty well up to that point, being super aggressive, hitting shots. And we love it when he plays like that. But I think overall, each and every one of us was very frustrated. He made a poor judgment call. But, we stick by his side no matter what.
Is this game a measuring stick of where you guys are against Western Conference opponents?
We got beat up on our home floor tonight. I think a lot of things went wrong, a lot of things that we need to clean up in our preparation. But I think they're the better team right now. We definitely have a lot of things to get better at, and that's gonna take a lot of guys looking themselves in the mirror, and it all starts with our leader over there and dwindles on down.
Do you think it's more of the mental approach with your struggles against the elite teams in this league, or is it more of an execution thing?
Probably execution, both sides of the ball. We always talk about playing 48 minutes, and playing against the best teams in this league, you need to play 48 strong minutes of basketball and can have very, very few mistakes.
David Blackhawk, this could be a starting point. Do you feel like that's a fair way to look at things?
A starting point in what way? Starting over?
Yeah.
I think we have a lot of ground to make up. We can definitely get a lot better at both ends. And yeah, sure. I mean, you got to have you got to fail quickly in this league. Because games are coming at you fast. So we're gonna have another game on Wednesday and play Thursday again, and it's gonna be three games in 4 nights. So,
Kevin, if the goal is to learn from this, what is the specific lesson that you hope you guys will take from it?
Specific lesson, it's tough to say. Like I mentioned, there's a lot of things that went wrong tonight, but we got whooped on our home floor against a very good team, a team that has set the standard for the entire NBA, and we have a lot of work to do.
Within the framework of the first half and then halftime, disappointing that you're not able to just come out and at least correct some things and get back in it?
Definitely, and myself included, had a bad shot to start. We had a turnover or two. A few bad shots, and on the defensive end, we just couldn't slow down what they were doing. So it was, very tough that we didn't make the adjustments at halftime. And I guess more than anything, starting the game from the first and third quarter was poor for us tonight.
Last one for Kevin.
Kevin, you're almost at the halfway point. Fans tonight probably panicking, ready to jump off the bridge and everything after a loss like this. What do you say to the fans that looked at this one tonight and see one of the worst losses in Cavalier history at home?
Don't jump. Stick with us. We'll write this thing. I really believe it.